time now on Blueprint for Living to Eye Off an Icon. And who better to do that than Colin Bissett?
In 1972, the critical eyes of the architectural world were on Gund Hall, the new home of the Harvard Graduate School of Design. Practically every architect of note had wanted to design it. Many, like Philip Johnson and Harry Seidler, were graduates of the school. But so too was its architect, an Australian called John Andrews. He was 35 when he won the commission in 1968. For an Australian to build one of the decade's most prestigious buildings at America's most prestigious university was something of a coup. John Andrews studied architecture at the University of Sydney, but went on to the Harvard School in 1957. The education he received there was a revelation. The dean was José Luis Sert, a Spanish modernist architect who emphasised the importance of history and who treated the students as equals. Sert was responsible for several buildings on the Harvard campus, and in 1963 had brought in his friend Le Corbusier to design the Carpenter Centre for the Visual Arts. And so one might expect the young John Andrews to be somewhat daunted by the footsteps in which he was following. There was no proper brief for the building, and in 1968, students were more interested in funding equality than new buildings. At times, it seemed likely that the project would be shelved. But Andrews was a pragmatist. At a meeting to show his design to students and staff, and knowing that most were hostile to either him or the building, he decided to talk about it for so long that people eventually grew hungry and drifted away to eat. It allowed him to get on with the business of building. He decided that Gund Hall should embody everything that a good architectural education should provide. The concrete building has private offices for staff, but its showstopper is a vast open space with stepped tiers of floors cantilevered below a sloping, partially glazed ceiling. It meant that all the disciplines within the building, from planning and engineering to landscape design and drafting, could see each other, which sparked curiosity in what everyone was up to. In the age of free love, this was about the free transaction of ideas. Andrews had demonstrated this connected approach to education in an earlier building, Scarborough College in Toronto of 1962, which remains a model for campus design. He moved back to Australia before Gund Hall was finished, lured by a large new commission outside Canberra, the Cameron offices at Belconnen. Like Gund Hall, the office complex made different workspaces visible to everyone. Both are masterpieces, and there's something particularly satisfying about Gund Hall, knowing that it continues to send out graduates who perhaps unwittingly have received one of the best lessons in architecture, and from an Australian architect too.
Colin Bissett with the Gund Hall in Harvard. Check out all Colin's icons. They're on the internet, abc.net.au/rn. Look for Blueprint for Living.